Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, No Citizen Left Behind, fixing urban public schools by closing the civic empowerment gap. But first, competing visions for controlling healthcare costs in Massachusetts. Last week, state house leaders proposed a bill some described as aggressive. It included, among other things, a special tax on high-priced hospitals.
Well, today, leaders in the Massachusetts Senate are releasing their bill, setting up a legislative battle that is likely to last through the summer. And here to explain is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, Meghna.
So first, what does the Senate plan have in common with last week's House plan?
Well, it actually has quite a lot in common. It emphasizes preventive care and wellness. It puts a specific cap, although it's a different cap, on how quickly health costs can grow, or actually preferably not grow, compared to the state economy. It shifts even more care into putting doctors on a budget instead of paying them for each thing they do. It also includes that everyone has to move on to electronic medical records, no more paper in the doctor's office. And there's a really interesting piece for consumers that we should be able to have a much easier time figuring out how much something is going to cost and how big of a piece of that we're supposed to pay.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit about the differences. You mentioned that the House and Senate plans both set a cap in terms of how fast costs can rise. Mm-hmm. But I understand that the House bill said that healthcare costs can rise basically at the rate the state's economy grows minus 0.5%.
Correct.
What about the Senate side?
The Senate is a little bit more forgiving. It says that the health costs can grow at about the same rate as the state economy, or maybe a little later, a tiny bit more. But, you know, they are both saying for the first time, we are going to target a specific rate of health cost growth in our state. That's new for both of them.
Well, Carrie, as we mentioned at the top of this interview, the House version also has a very controversial component, and that is taxing essentially very high cost hospitals. Is there anything similar in the Senate bill?
No, there is nothing like that in the Senate bill. The flavor of the Senate bill seems to be a little more that it leaves it a little bit more up to the market to fix itself, whereas the House bill feels a little bit more like it uses government to push things along a little bit more. Both sides actually say that they are very worried about what I would call the golden goose. You know, healthcare makes up one out of every six or seven jobs in the state, and they really don't want to hurt that industry during a fragile economy.
So in that case, Carrie, what happens now and through the rest of the summer?
Well, now each body acts on its own. Eventually, they're going to have to come to a conference committee where they hammer out their differences. And so far, the House and the Senate haven't seemed terribly coordinated about this, but it does seem like everybody is aiming to get all of this done by July, by the end of the summer session.
WBUR's Carrie Goldberg, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Meghna.
Well, listeners, Carrie and her colleagues will be blogging about this every step of the way at commonhealth.wbur.org. And joining us now with his reaction to the Senate plan is MIT economist Jonathan Gruber. He's a chief architect of both the Massachusetts Healthcare Reform Plan and was an advisor on the National Affordable Care Act. Professor Gruber, welcome back.
Thanks, Meghna. Good to be here.
So last week on the show, you praised the Massachusetts House version for being very aggressive in terms of its plan for cost control in healthcare. Your reaction to the Senate side, it doesn't seem to be as aggressive.
No, I think in large part it's very similar. It's a little bit less aggressive. The target they set is somewhat lower, or somewhat higher, I guess, less aggressive target. They don't do quite as much to crack down on the high-cost providers as the House bill. But I think the good news here is really the similarities. I mean, you have both houses taking very aggressive steps towards transforming healthcare in the state, more aggressive than you've seen in really any other state. I'm focused less on numerical targets and more on structural change of the system. Mm-hmm. We have to move away from a fee-for-service system where doctors are paid based on what they do to you to one where doctors are paid based on how healthy they make you. And both approaches would do that. And whether they set a target that's 0.5% higher, 0.5% lower, I don't think, quite frankly, that's what's important.
Well, let me ask you about taxing those very high-cost hospitals. That has been left out of the Senate side of the plan. Are you relieved to see that? Because you expressed some reservations.
It's one of the things where I don't know what the right answer is. I tend to be someone who I don't know the right answer is, would prefer not to do the policy. So I guess I'm probably a little relieved that that's out. I'd like to see both houses promote consumer engagement as a way of dealing with these disparities, getting consumers to actually feel the financial cost of choosing the more expensive versus less expensive providers.
Well, briefly, my final question to you, Professor Gruber, is that Massachusetts has been seen for quite some time as a litmus test in terms of what might work nationally regarding health care reform. We saw that with getting everyone covered with insurance. Do you see these Senate and House plans in terms of cost control as a similar litmus test for what might or might not work on the national scene?
It could be, but remember that we weren't necessarily seen as such a litmus test until a few years later when the results started rolling in and they looked quite good. I think we're a few years early for us really showing up as a litmus test for the national system. I think we need to get the new system rolling, show that it works politically, and show that it works to lower costs.
Jonathan Gruber is a healthcare economist at MIT and an architect of health insurance reform in Massachusetts and an advisor on national health insurance. Professor Gruber, thank you again.
My pleasure.
Coming up, No Citizen Left Behind, a case for recovering the civic purpose of public schools and teaching kids political empowerment. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.